This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Did you hear what Rosenberg said?
I don't want to be Jake Tapper.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Derrick Henry and the Purple Birds.
That's right.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. What happened?
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Bear, you don't want to come here? Come here. Come hang out with your dad during ENN. You little twerp. You know, you cook the animal dinner yourself. Made him some delicious rice, some boiled chicken. Handmade prepared meals so I can get his stomach back on track. He eats it, gobbles up every drop, licks every grain of rice. Does he want to come spend time with me? No. It's unbelievable.
You're underappreciated.
I know. This is hard. I'd like to start off ENN tonight by saying, if I can, good evening to Michael.
Cowboy fans are somewhat lunatical.
That could actually be around. And I'd like to say good evening to Don.
Women don't care about looks the way men do.
Thank goodness.
Now, was I harsh on Milkbone there? I thought that was a tough answer from him.
Well, maybe Milkbone was being nice. Maybe he didn't like Biggie.
Or maybe Biggie wasn't nice to Milkbone.
Right. So he didn't want to disparage somebody who's not with us anymore and took the classy high road.
You know what?
That's how Milkbone rolls.
You know what, Michael? That's it. Don, you think that's what's going on there?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Because his response was he was regular.
Yeah.
Wow, you're right. And then when I said you opened for him, he didn't quite acknowledge it as opening.
No, which we're on the stage at the same time.
Which, by the way, in 1996, love Milkbone, respect him. In 1996, there's no world in which they were on exact equal billing. By 96, Biggie had a multi-platinum album. So you're right. That was a classy move. Then I take it back. Maybe that was a fail by me. Wow, you guys really helping save me as I reached.
I'm very big with the hip-hop world, so I can read it. I read the
words. I should have read from him saying he was regular that he was saying, yeah, I don't really have a lot to say here. That's a bad job out of me and a great job by you, which, Michael, helps make up a little bit for what happened earlier on the show, which was one of the low points of your entire career.
Bob situation?
No, I thought that was the low point. We could not get lower. But then when you and I both rallied to get Don the job at ESPN, the new NHL coverage, which the word came out today, a new 7-year deal between the NHL and ESPN, and we tried to rally to get Don the job, the fact that you brought Rick in with equal footing and tenacity.
I'm sorry. You think my relationship with Rick is fugazi? It's not. It's real.
But it's equal to Don, you're saying. They're equal.
No, it's not equal to Don. Don and I are closer because we spent all these years together. But I think both deserve to be on ESPN's NHL coverage. I'm not saying you or me. Those two should be on the ESPN. What they've done for this New York ESPN station, they deserve to be on the ESPN.
But they haven't even done equal things for this New York station.
Take a slow walk. I am not backing down on Rick DiPietro.
This was, I think right now our audience knows, this was like a jump the shark moment. This was when the relationship went too far, in my opinion.
Why don't you ask Don? Who are you?
I don't want to make Don say it because Don won't admit it. He's so classy.
He'll take the Milkbone route.
He'll take the Milkbone route and he said, you know, Rick's regular. and he'll leave it right there.
No, he'll probably say Michael's regular.
Anything you want to add, Don?
I really just appreciate the opportunity if ESPN were to give it
See?
To me.
See? Class.
But what I would kind of like to know, though, if it was only one person that you could endorse for the gig.
I'd have to endorse you.
That's all I wanted to hear.
But I'm not being painted into a corner to just do one. I want both of you to get those gigs. I think you'd both bring fire to the coverage.
Well, I appreciate it.
And from what I hear, there's $32 million left lying around.
Well, we don't know how much the steal costs. Can you imagine?
Yeah, but that 32 was ticketed for somebody who said no. So that 32 is lying there, ready to be taken by anybody.
You're talking about Skip Bayless.
Listen, I know what I read in Andrew Marchand's column. That's all I'm saying.
Don, did you read it?
No, I blocked him.
That's right. Blocked Marchand. God, I love it.
What a jerk.
It's not
a
jerk.
Jerk.
No, you should be proud of Don.
No, I'm not.
Well, you should. He's doing exactly what you would do if it was about you.
He never did anything to Don.
Yes, he did.
He did not.
He talks about Don like he's a third wheel.
And when Peter confronted him on it, he got even nastier, so I was out.
He said, well, what do you want me to say? So, Don, I'm not as mad about it as Don is. I was annoyed. I didn't go to block mode, but I respect it. You would do the same thing. You changed a man's name from best to worst. You should respect. You know what? I love you, Michael. We're never going to get on the same page.
I don't want to be on the same page as you. It's an ugly page. I don't want it.
I don't want to be in the same chapter as you. You don't like What About Bob. You don't understand Don. You know what? Let's just move on, shall we?
I understand Don better than anybody. See, that's the problem. I get him. I know him. I know how his mind works. He's sick. He's demented. I know it. Just like me. That's why we get along.
That's not true.
We're sick in different ways, but both of us are damaged human beings.
No, Don is nothing but good. He's pure, pure good, just American. He's like apple pie. He's a July 4th on the beach, fireworks and a cheeseburger. That's Don LaGreca.
Waving a little miniature flag.
Waving a mini flag.
And in the other hand, a sparkler.
And a sparkler, that's right. Hey, by the way, I got something here. Jets Nation, get your 2021 season tickets today. And get back to live football at MetLife Stadium this season. You'll lock in the best seats and pricing to see the green and white every game. Plus, you'll get great benefits, including free food, beverages, and merchandise, credit. Get back to football today at nyjets.com/tickets or call 1-800-469-JETS. Speaking of football, guys.
Wow, what an epic fail by me.
What?
I was told to read that 2 hours ago, and I forgot. You just bailed me out.
Well, I'm a team player. That's what I do. I step up. I don't call attention to it. I just do what I do. Hey, you know, Zach Britton has tweeted, Michael.
I saw that. Why don't you tell us what he said?
Zach Britton has said, I appreciate all the support from everyone. We all have daily challenges we have to overcome in order to reach our goals. Just have to keep pushing ahead. I will get this taken care of during the upcoming week and be back as soon as I can.
There you go.
So, there it is. Zach, hearing from the man himself. We also heard today from Joe Judge. Let's hear Joe Judge on his quarterback, Daniel Jones.
We have confidence in Daniel. He's a player that we want to work with going forward, this team. He showed us a lot of improvements, a lot of things. I go on and on about how much we respect them and like them and, you know, how their locker room responds to them.
And how about Dave Gettleman on Daniel Jones?
Well, you do your evaluation. We've had Daniel for 2 years. We've done the evaluation on him, and we really believe he's the guy. So it's no reason to, you know, no reason to go look. I mean, everybody, you know, what we're doing isn't fantasy football. We're not playing. We're not doing that. You know, we've got a conviction on him. He's everything we want. He's got all the physical skills. And again, I say this all the time. You know, the kid just finished his second year of NFL football, all right? How many of us, after 2 years at our new job, were great? No. We all start at point A, and we hopefully get to point Z, but the one common denominator is it takes time. Everybody's got to understand that. We believe in Daniel, and that's where it is.
Love hearing his voice. So yeah. Soothing.
No, my.
He's played 27 games, started 26.
Okay.
So that hasn't even really been two full seasons. So if you're in full bloom the way he was on draft day, then I don't think there's enough there where he's just going to fall out of love with the guy. And also, where are they going? Are they in on Watson? If not, then don't you have to back the quarterback you have? See, you could be the Jets. You could be Joe Douglas and throw it. Yeah, we're taking phone calls when you got the second overall pick in the draft. But aren't the Giants married to Daniel Jones at least another year? And shouldn't they be?
Now, that wasn't the only endorsement that Joe Judge gave today. How about his ringing endorsement of one Evan Engram?
I love Evan. I have a ton of confidence in Evan. He's fun to coach. The guys have fun playing with. He gives everyone in the locker room a lot of confidence. This guy's out there every day. And this guy works tirelessly. I mean, tirelessly. And this guy empties the tank every day. So in terms of confidence within the program, absolutely we have confidence in him, 100%. And he's a guy, you know, that obviously we have to keep continuing to feature in the offense, along with Caden Smith and Levine and all the other tight ends that will be in our program, because these are guys with skill sets, and we just got to make sure that we keep on doing things to use their versatility and skill sets to put them in a position of strength.
You guys just catch the ball. He didn't bring that up.
Well, see, that's it. Everything he said's true, but unfortunately, none of it matters if you don't catch the ball.
Everything else he said that Evan Engram does, I could do on the Giants.
Right. It's like one of those things. Well, other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the play? I mean, you got to catch the ball. He gets open. He's a physical threat. He's a smart player. He's well-liked by everybody. You got to catch the ball.
That's it. And what would be so wrong saying that? Like, I get you want to say that you have confidence in him and that he's a good teammate and all the things that he said. That all could be true. But there's nothing wrong with saying, but got to do a better job catching the ball. And that kind of puts him on notice, too, because it's all great to be in love with guys. But I'm sorry, how much confidence can you have in a player if he doesn't catch the ball? You don't get a first down based on the route you ran. Get a first down by catching the ball.
Do you get a first down if all your teammates love you?
Well, no. You know what? It doesn't serve a purpose for him to rip him. That was a message for Evan Engram more than us. He doesn't want Evan Engram to think that he's lost faith in him. Evan Engram knows he has to catch the ball.
No secret. I know, but you see, Parcells used to motivate through the media, and I think you can do that. Now, I don't know what they say behind closed doors, but you could have said all the things that Joe Judge said, but then just throw out, but as we know, he's got to do a better job catching the ball, and we believe this year he's going to, and we believe that he is going to be. I don't think there's anything wrong with throwing it out there, because to me, it seems like an empty compliment when you leave that big criticism off the table. If you throw the criticism in, well, then I can buy everything else. Now it just kind of feels like fluff because the big story got left out.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I have a message for Jet fans on top of what Peter had said.
Okay.
Jet fans, enter for your chance to win an authentic Jets helmet signed by new head coach Robert Saleh.
Love that
to
guy.
To enter, visit nyjets.com from now until Monday, March 15th at 11:59 p.m., so right before midnight. There's no purchase necessary and open to legal residents of the U.S., 18 years or older at the time of entry. I'm going to enter this. It doesn't say I can't win.
You can't.
Why? I'd love to get a Robert Saleh signed Jet helmet.
I've got a lot of memorabilia in this basement that I'm in right now, okay? Jerseys, hats, bats, sticks.
Bobbleheads.
Pucks, baseballs. I never had a helmet. Like an actual NFL helmet. Like, how cool is that?
Well, if you know taking off your penalties a helmet.
They should actually, you know, just send a Robert Saleh helmet to all three of us.
I mean,
three helmets, not just one.
That's not where I'm angling at. I'm just saying, cool would it be to win this?
I think there's big things for this coach. I'd like to have a piece of memorabilia.
I love the man. He may quickly become my favorite coach or player in New York, and I'm good on the helmet. That is a big item for a team I don't root for.
Well, your team doesn't have a name, so it's hard to have a helmet.
Yeah, but they do.
That insult doesn't work.
It does.
No, it doesn't insult me at all. It's like saying, oh, Peter.
It's a helmet.
Hey, Peter, nice short hair. Yeah, my hair's short. My team is called Washington Football Team.
No,
I'm into it.
Did you at the beginning of ENN, because one of our longtime listeners said that you said, welcome to a Friday edition of ENN?
Don't think so.
No.
That's what I'm hearing here.
I did not say Friday. Believe me, I don't feel like it's Friday.
Nobody in the history
Shining
of...
Wizards Kevin said, has ever been a Friday ENN done on a Tuesday?
We've got to go back because I don't think there's ever been a situation in the history of this planet where anybody has ever confused a Friday with a Tuesday.
Yeah, you can't. You can't,
do it.
No.
Not what you want.
Yeah, he was making a joke, and you missed the joke.
Well, you know what? Then that's on the person making the joke.
How about this? You said you mentioned the Jets. The Jets have put the franchise tag on Marcus May, according to Adam Schefter. So that's good for $10.5 million. That will be his 2021 guaranteed salary, assuming they don't reach a long-term deal pre-July 15th.
And they could.
It's good. But either way, he's good for $10.5 million. Patriots getting offensive tackle Trent Brown from the Raiders in a trade. Like you said earlier, Michael, bunch of things happening. The Bears placing the franchise tag on Allen Robinson. We've been hearing, I feel, about Allen Robinson staying with the Bears now for the last couple of years. Well, it'll be at least for one more as they put the tag on the wide receiver.
Players hate that tag. Hate it.
You know, I get it, but you at least get a pretty good piece of change.
You get
there.
A lot of money. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, I agree, but they want the long-term dollars and the guaranteed dollars. They don't want just 1 year. That 1 year could be the year they break their leg.
The Baltimore Ravens are having contract talks with Lamar Jackson. They say the talks will not be impacted by Dak Prescott's record-setting
Okay, I'll
deal.
Play along.
GM Eric DeCosto said earlier, he said, if you've got the Bentley dealership or the Range Rover dealership, you know what the cars are going to cost. You're not going to get much of a discount. They all cost about the same, and you go in there with the idea that you're either going to buy the car or you're not going to buy the car. In the end, they are all very big contracts. Mm-hmm. They're outstanding players. They're quarterback deals. They're marquee players, and you know you're going to pay a lot, but you're going to get a lot in return.
Yeah, and I think what he's saying is that if Dak didn't happen, that's the similar money that Jackson would have signed for. So that's just that's the going rate. It sounds crazy, but Dak is not going to be the highest paid quarterback in the NFL for more than a couple of months.
Well, he's not now. Mahomes is. He's
well, meaning that contract. Well, when you talk about the term 4 years and all that, like that will be beaten out by the next guy, and Mahomes will get beaten out too. That's the going rate because I'll say the same thing. What's Baltimore going to do? If they sit down and negotiate with Jackson and he wants that,
what are you going to do?
Are they going to say no?
Who are you taking out?
Well, who are you bringing in?
Who are you bringing in? The opposite of who are you taking out.
So,
a federal judge has ruled in favor of Kobe Bryant's widow, Vanessa Bryant. She was trying to get the identities of those officers who supposedly took pictures of the crash victims' remains, including Kobe, and sent them to people. Do you guys remember when that happened?
Those people could not be punished enough.
Well, ruling now means that the names and details from the investigation could be added to Vanessa's lawsuit against the county and the sheriff's department. It was absolutely a disgusting act. The lawyers argue that the deputy's name should remain under seal because releasing them would make it easy for hackers to locate their personal information and addresses. Oh, well.
I hate to say it. They kind of deserve it.
Sorry.
For what they did.
And I'm supposed to feel bad for that. Why?
Right. That's exactly what you did. You violated the privacy of these people and their families.
Yeah, you did something worse than getting your credit card numbers hacked.
And, guys, just a year ago, we were talking about how WrestleMania would be in an empty performance center. Well, a week from Tuesday, tickets to WrestleMania 37 go on sale. Raymond James Stadium, April 10th and 11th. I do not know exactly how many people will be at Raymond James Stadium, but the speculation is about between 20 and 30,000 that will be in attendance for the two-day WrestleMania
spectacular. I thought Florida was going to announce, Peter, that they're going to have 150% capacity for
Yeah, you can sit on people's laps. Well, they should just move WrestleMania to D.C. I mean, what, 50%, right?
That's crazy, right?
Texas.
Bigger audience, yeah. Yeah, Texas, get 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is very true. Well, I guess they're deciding to keep it on the conservative side. That'll do it for ENN on this Tuesday evening.
All right, we have a big show tomorrow. In the words of Billy Joel, life is a series of hellos and goodbyes. I'm afraid it's time for goodbye again. See everybody. Islanders hockey next.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.